Jackson Heights, Queens. Ethnic food, historic architecture, private gardens, and a neighborhood reeling from congested traffic, too many people, and a serious lack of park space. But just as the city's waking up, before the subway cars, buses, and feet are in full swing, Kiki Morris teaches traditional tribal fitness classes to a group.
Good job. Now let's go 10 more. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and a break.
There's about a half dozen of them here in Traverse Park, Jackson Heights' only real park, and it's all paved.
Well, I mean, we need more parks. You see, this is one of the best neighborhoods right here. And the way I see it, I've been coming here for almost about 2 years. There's no better parks for everybody to work out. And that's not really, really good.
Morris teaches classes here every Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday at 6 a.m. There aren't too many other people in the park. It's mainly older Chinese couples doing Tai Chi. A woman in a hijab stretches by the playground. Two Hispanic boys play handball. A few retirees jog with their dogs. Morris teaches fitness over in Williamsburg on the days he's not here.
We have this Macquarium Park in Brooklyn, which is one of the best parks. It's after good grass. People come there. They say, you know, it's good. It's good. So we need stuff like that here.
One of his students, Ron Hayduck, used to live in the Lower East Side of Manhattan. He also thinks Queens is lacking in park space.
Kind of a sad reality that we have the most highly densely populated neighborhood, but we are acutely poor, extreme poverty in terms of public space and playgrounds.
He and other locals have pushed for more public space, and it's arrived. Bit by bit. But the big accomplishment came last March. A nearby private school sold its 26,000 square foot yard to the city. It cost about $6 million and will be used to extend Traverse Park. Many locals saw it as a big win. One of them was Edwin Wesley. He's president of the Jackson Heights Beautification Group.
That deal took a long time and it was finally consummated where Garden School and the city signed a letter of agreement.
James Yoles is from New Yorkers for Parks. In 2009, the organization ranked each neighborhood. The grade was based on acres of playground per child. Jackson Heights was number 50 on the list. That's out of 51, and that's not all they found.
It actually showed that the parkland per resident ratio was just 0.04 acres per thousand residents, and the citywide standard is 2.4 acres per thousand. So another pretty damning statistic for the area.
Everybody, we're going to do bicycles.
Still, for now, it's mostly just Traverse Park.
What we're looking forward to have is a park with trees and grass and flowers and plants.
That's Deborah Wasserman, a local artist.
And that we can all sit and have a little picnic, and the children can smell the grass and roll on it and feel some connection to nature.
She wants a park where people can connect with the landscape. No, not that landscape. That's it.
Summertime, this place is so crowded. When they open this park for us, it's going to be much better. It's going to be much better. Yeah. Yeah.
It's 7 o'clock a.m. The buses come first, then the cars, then the people. Early morning's illusion is over. Welcome back to Jackson Heights. Adam Warner, Queens.